God wants to save sinners from eternal death. We should not be unaware of Satan's scheme so that he might not outwit us. Take
ministers and the entire members of the Church of the Lord Prayer Fellowship Worldwide invite the general public to the year 2016 Restoration Night Grand Finale. Theme: Repentance, Forgiveness and Restoration, Essential Factors to Favor and Overflowing Blessings. Date: 24th April 2016. Time: 6 p.m. till dawn. Venue: Victory Night Ground, Kilometer 60 Lagos Ibadan Expressway, near former Ogre Toll Gate, Ogre Remo, Ogun State, Nigeria. Ministering: His Eminence, the Most Reverend Dr. Rufus Okikiola Oshitelu, the Primate, the
Church of the Lord Prayer Fellowship Worldwide,
and all other ministers of God. Come to God, the source of overflowing blessings. He will surely bless you beyond human comprehension. Jesus is the Lord.
Viewers, you are welcome back to Voice of Victory, coming to you from the Church of the Lord Aladura Worldwide Outreach Mission, Ogere, Ogun State, Nigeria.
Iti ango wa ni leta biti engo wa ibiki biti o muki ewa. Aunki nkabo si o ishegun ilishe ijin reti ju inyulu aladura jake jade wa ye ti to inwala ti ilu ogere remo yekunle ogun lori lili Nigeria.
We are still on the topic: Obedience to God, essential factor to special thanksgiving.
Ansoro lori igboran to je koko kan pataki ti agbodo ni ki a le ni enu ope pataki ni waju Olorun.
And today we shall continue with obedience must be timely.
Loni anso wipe igboran gbodo je ti agbodo se ni asiko to ye.
Before we go any further, let us bow our heads for prayer.
Ato tesiwaju e je ka gbadura.
Father Almighty, we thank you for yet another opportunity to feed at your feet. Lord, come and speak unto your children in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the sight of my Lord and my Redeemer, now and forevermore.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Beloved in Christ,
yeah, your friend, Christian,
obedience must be timely.
Ebola, ni asiko to ye.
We must not only do what is right, but do what is right at the right time.
Kì í ṣe pé kéèyàn ó ṣe ohun tó tọ́ nìkan, ṣùgbọ́n kó ṣe ohun tó tọ́ ní àsìkò tó yẹ.
God wants complete and instant obedience.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí ìgbọ́ràn wa kó jẹ́ ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ àti lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀.
Selective obedience amounts to disobedience.
Èèyàn gbọ́ràn lẹ́gbẹ́ kan, kò gbọ́ràn ní ẹgbẹ́ kejì. Èèyàn tọ́ka sí àìgbọ́ràn.
It shows actually disrespect and disregard for God Almighty.
Eléyìí ń tọ́ka sí àì bu ọlá fún Ọlọ́run.
When we gloss over sin for material gain,
nígbà táwa náà bá fi ojú kékeré wo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ nítorí èrè ìjẹkújẹ,
we are knowingly disobeying God.
Èyí ń tọ́ka sí pé a mọ̀ ọ́n mọ̀ ṣàìgbọ́ràn sí Ọlọ́run.
Selective obedience is just another form of disobedience.
Èyàn sọ pé eléyìí ni mo faramọ́, tọ́hún ni mi ò ní tẹ̀lé, àìgbọ́ràn náà ni gbogbo rẹ̀.
We cannot afford to obey God when it is comfortable for us to do so and disobey Him when it is a little bit challenging.
A ò lè sọ pé nígbà tí ara bá rọ̀ wá tàbí tó tù wá nìkan náà la ó gbọ́ràn sí Ọlọ́run. Ìgbà tó bá dàbí ni pé òkè ìṣòro dé, a ó máa wo àìgbọ́ràn kò dára tó.
Let us therefore obey God in totality.
Nítorí ìdí èyí, ẹ jẹ́ ká gbọ́ràn sí Ọlọ́run nínú ohun gbogbo.
Instant and complete obedience is what the Lord Jesus demands from you and me.
Kí ènìyàn ó gbọ́ràn lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀, kó sì gbọ́ràn nínú ohun gbogbo ni Jésù ń béèrè lọ́wọ́ wa.
May this be our portion in Jesus' name.
Eléyà jẹ́ pé wà lórúkọ Jésù.
Beloved,
ẹ̀yin àyànfẹ́,
obedience comes from true love for God as our Father in heaven.
lati gboro se olorun lenu a nilo lati ni ife olorun gege bi baba wa to wa ni ona.
As children, even here on earth, who loves their parents, you see such children will obey their parents, but where there is no love, you see disobedience manifesting.
Gege bi omo si baba ninu aye ta wa yi e ri pe omo wa won mo fe han si wa gege bi obi sugbon gba to ba di pe aigboran ba de e ro ri ti gbogbo nkan se ma ri.
Along this verse in the book of John chapter 14 verse 21 say
Jesus Christ oluwa wa ninu iwe ire ti Johannu ori ikerinla ese kokanlelogun o so wi pe
whoever has my commands and obeys them is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself unto him.
Eni ti o ba ni ofin ti o ba se npa won mo oun le eni ti o feran mi eni ti o ba si feran mi a o feran re lati odo baba mi wa emi o si feran re emi o si fi ara mi han fun.
Whoever has the command of Jesus and obeys them, he is the one who loves the Lord Jesus Christ.
Eni keni ti o ba ni ofin Jesu Kristi oluwa wa ti o si npa mo oun na ni o feran Jesu.
And Jesus promised that he who loves him will be loved by his Father in heaven.
Jesu se leri wi pe eni keni ti o ba si feran oun oun na ni baba n to wa lorun o feran.
And he said, I too will love such a person and show himself to such a person.
Oni oun gba pa pa oun a feran ru eni be oun o si fi ara oun han fun ru eni be.
You can imagine if Jesus loves you and show his love to you, you will know, you can be rest assured that you have no problem any further.
Ere pe ti Jesu Kristi ba feran yin ti o si fi ara han fun ru eni be iru eni be o loke soru mo laye ta wa yi.
Beloved, I want you to know that love is more than lovely words.
Ata ba nsoro ife o kan koja pe yen kan nsoro didun lasan.
It is commitment and conduct.
O yin ti a nsoro ni pe ohun ta mu lokan kodun to si han ninu wa eni.
If you truly love Christ, you need to prove it by obeying what he says in his word.
Ti e ba feran Kristi eyan lati fi han ko n feran Kristi ninu oro ero ati ise to se npa ofin re mo.
Sometimes, you know, most of us Christians will say, oh, we love God, I love God, Papa God, yeah, so whatever, you know, with a lot of adjectives. But we don't really know the true meaning of loving God.
Agba mi wa orisisi awon oro ipanile la ma nlo mo feran Olorun mo feran Olorun sugbon opopolopo wa la o mo tumo ife tooto si Olorun.
And we don't need to search too long for this because it is written in the scriptures.
A o si nilo lati ma se asaru tabi imo ijile iwadi to
wa lori ile ati ko sinu
iwe mimo.
What does it mean to love God?
Kini tumo pe a ka feran Olorun.
Religion plus education. Yes, that is education in totality. For your child to have a taste of modern world, he or she must grab knowledge from a great citadel of learning, Oshitialu Memorial Nursery and Primary School, Ogirirema, Ogun State, the Church of the Lord at Ladra College, Ogirirema, Ogun State, Ladra Comprehensive High School, Anthony Village, Lagos, Reverend Emmanuel Oyedele Ashamu Nursery and Primary School, Anthony Village, Lagos, and Aladra Theological Institute, Ogirirema, Ogun State, and Anthony Village, Lagos, Nigeria. We have a conducive environment for learning, qualified citizen and experienced teachers, basic computer education, career counseling, adequate science and introductory technology equipment, and lots more. Admission is in progress at Oshitialu Memorial Nursery and Primary School, Ogirirema, Ogun State, Faith Church of the Lord at Ladra College, Ogirirema, Ogun State, Ladra Comprehensive High School, Anthony Village, Lagos, Reverend Emmanuel Ashamu Nursery and Primary School, Anthony Village, Lagos, and Aladra Theological Institute in Ogirirema, Ogun State, and Anthony Village, Lagos, Nigeria. For details, contact the Church of the Lord, Aladra Worldwide, Ogiri Spiritual and International Headquarters, 10/12 Primate Oshitialu Street, Ogirirema, Ogun State, P.O. Box 71, Sagamu, Ogun State, Nigeria. Telephone 0803-330-7288. 0803-720-1301, 0805-958-5937. Aladra Group of Schools, cater for the yearning needs of the modern world?
The answer to that question you can find in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
Onani anirinu iwe epistemi ti Johanu kini urikarun eseketa.
And it read us.
Look abaye.
This is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome.
Nitori eyi ni ife Olorun pe ki awa ki o pa ofin re mo ofin re ko si nira.
If you truly love God, you need to obey the commands of God.
Ti e ba feran Olorun ni tooto enilu lati pa ofin re mo.
In a nutshell, if you truly love God, you need to obey the word of God as found in the scriptures.
Se ba si feran Olorun enilu lati pa ofin Olorun mo gebi ati ko sinu iwe mimo.
Children of God, the hard work and self discipline of serving Christ is no burden to those who love him.
Awon ti o ba feran Olorun isise karakara
and I can assure you that even if the load starts to feel heavy, you can always trust Jesus and call on him to help you to bear it.
Nigba ti eru to ba wa lori wa ba bere si ni fe ma wuwo awa na le ke pe Jesu ko ran wa lowo lati ba wa gbe.
That's why he said in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30
idini yen to fi soro fun wa ninu iwe ireti Matthew ori kokanla ese ikejidinlogbon si ese ogbon.
Inviting you and me,
o npe mi,
and it reads,
o ka bayi,
come to me all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
E wa sodo mi gbogbo eyin tin sise ti a si di eru wo le lori emi o fi simi fun yin e gba ajaga mi si orun yin ki e si ma ko eko lodo mi nitori onitutu ati onirele okan bi emi eyin o si ri simi fun okan yin nitori ajaga mi rorun eru mi si fuye.
Beloved, Jesus is inviting you to come unto him, and he will assist you and he will give you rest.
Jesus Christ n pe yin eyin ayanfe pe ke wa sodo ohun.
He's asking you to learn from him. For he is gentle and humble in heart. And if you do so, you will find rest for your soul. For his yoke is easy and his burden is very light. Children of God, God does not force us to obey him. Because he has given us unto you and me a free will. Just as God gave Adam and Eve the freedom to choose in the Garden of Eden, he also gave them the responsibility to walk it and take care of it. So does God give you today the freedom to choose and the responsibility to bear the consequences of your choice? Just like Adam and Eve, we also often choose wrongly. And these wrong choices may cause pain. But there is hope. Because this pain can even help us to learn and grow to make better choices in the future. Living with the consequences of our choice is to teach us to think more carefully before we choose in the future. According to the scriptures as found in the book of Genesis, the two trees in the garden provided an exercise in choice.